drive to your selected store, park in a special red parking spot, and your groceries are brought right out to you without having to step out into the cold. And to make it even better, Schnucks is offering this service free until the end of March. Curbside delivery available at schnooksdelivers.com. From the 590 The Fan KFNS Studios in Kirkwood, I'm Tim Woodburn, and just around the corner is hour number three of the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon with Frank O'Pinion.
Hey, it's Rich with Mold Solutions. It's time. That's right, spring training. That means warmer weather, high humidity, and higher potential for mold. Your friends at Mold Solutions are committed to keeping you and your family safe from mold so you can focus on Redbird winning baseball, grilling, and good times. If anyone in your family is suffering from mold-related health issues or you have mold concerns, contact Mold Solutions for an inspection. Based right here in St. Louis, Mold Solutions is a certified company with 5-star rating. Visit us online at moldstlewis.com or call 314-993-MOLD.
We are 135,000 members strong, lifting local for 35 years. We are more than a gym membership, with more St. Louis locations than anyone. We are your neighbors, friends, and family, investing in our community for healthier, happier lives. We welcome every dream, every goal, every body. We are Club Fitness. Our offer is now extended. Join by February 28th for $10 a month with no contract or free enrollment. Lift local and make a difference in your life and our community.
For the best fantasy draft experience there is, post up with your league at the world's first fantasy sports bar. Purchase your fantasy season tickets now to lock in your 3-hour draft room reservation, digital draft board, wing and bucket special for $22.50, and 2-hour in-season pizza and pitcher party for the league. Select extras include an MVP draft package, and you can even add a draft hostess. You just pick the date and the Post Sports Bar location. For more information, go to thepostsportsbar.com/fantasy. Stay posted, my friend.
Biggie's Restaurant and Bar has been a staple of the community for over 27 years. At Biggie's, they pride themselves on service and great food. They make all of their dressings, marinades, and pasta sauces in-house. Biggie's is famous for their garlic cheese bread, steak sandwich, and their homemade white French dressing. Come in every Tuesday and Thursday for barbecue pork steaks, and every Thursday and Sunday for Biggie's famous fried chicken. Located at 3332 Watson Road, check them out online at biggiesrestaurant.com.
Get remarkable results when you partner with licensed or certified estheticians who ensure advanced skincare treatments. Support your skincare routine because healthy skin needs healthy skincare. See franchise locations or visit massageenvy.com.
Want to win tickets to see your champion St. Louis Blues defend their title? Join the party during Ticket Tuesday at the 10 St. Louis Area Hotshots Sports Bar and Grill locations this season and take your shot at the chance to win. Score the hottest tickets during every Tuesday Blues game this year at Hotshots during Ticket Tuesday while you enjoy great specials and the best blues environment in town. Find a Hotshots location near you at HotshotsNet.com. Hotshots is a proud partner of the St. Louis Blues and home of Blues fans since 1990.
Every great success story starts with one brave decision. And if you're one of the millions of Americans with college credit but no degree, one brave decision is all that stands between you and the future you want. At Maryville University, we know returning to college takes courage, but your decision isn't really about going back to school. It's about moving forward. And we'll be with you every step of the way. Let's be brave together. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
Mom, what do you always say?
There's nothing sadder than jewelry that sits in a drawer.
That's why we are proud to offer jewelry repair on-site at Newsetter's Fine Jewelry. We know that your jewelry is important to you, and we take that part of our job very seriously. Visit us at Doherty Ferry in Big Bend or learn more at wowdiamonds.com.
Tim McKernan here for Design Air Heating and Cooling. During winter months, furnace heat can cause your home to be drier than the Sahara Desert. Low humidity can cause painful dry skin, itchy eyes, and sore throats. And dry air can warp and crack the woodwork and hardwood floors in your home and give you those annoying static shocks. I had Design Air install a humidifier in my home this winter and already noticed an improvement. Contact Design Air, the official HVAC provider of the Ryan Kelly Morning After, to find out more about adding a humidifier to your home.
For the best fantasy draft experience there is, post up with your league at the world's first fantasy sports bar. Purchase your fantasy season tickets now to lock in your three-hour draft room reservation, digital draft board, wing and bucket special for $22.50, and two-hour in-season pizza and pitcher party for the league. Select extras include an MVP draft package, and you can even add a draft hostess. You just pick the date and the Post Sports Bar location. For more information, go to thepostsportsbar.com/fantasy. Stay posted, my friend.
Tell you, that was Kate Smith. I think by now the audience knows.
Vineyard Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinion's on the air.
Oh, join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on.
Focus, effort to urinate.
Oh, boy, doctor. Doctor.
He's always here with us.
He is. Even when he's not here, he's still here. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the February 26th edition of Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by Britain Vision. Not B-R-I-T-T-O-N, not Britain like the Great Britain, but B-R-I-N-T-O-N. Want to make sure you know how to spell it so that you know how to find them, because it's very possible they could change your life. I think life-changing is not an exaggeration when you have the possibility of getting rid of your glasses or contacts. We'll talk after this.
Hey!
At the control board. 19 years he was a resident of Great Britain. 10 of those he was in Birmingham, England. He is Trevor Limestone, Limey Phillips. Say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone.
Bill Cleveland is not in the studio. He is in Edwardsville, Illinois, where I would imagine the police department has gathered some of their finest together for crowd control and how they're going to handle the tremendous number of people that will be turning out to hear Bill speak tonight in Edwardsville. So that's why he's not in the house, as we like to say. But I'll tell you who is. Behind the coronavirus-proof glass, the bulletproof glass, Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to First Community Credit Union, the largest credit union in the entire St. Louis area, with over 40 locations in Missouri and in Illinois. And you can save up and be ready by opening a vacation club account or a Christmas club account.
Now, you just said something very interesting.
What's that?
Stop the music. And I've heard this through my life. Save up. Why don't you
save up
some money instead of just save some money? You can save up. I saved up and bought a car.
Save up.
Not saying it's wrong. I just think it's interesting. I haven't heard that for a while.
Save up.
That's old school. You may continue. Music, please.
Okay,
yeah,
thank you
right
so
ahead.
Much.
Go right ahead.
First Community Credit Union is a...
Oh, stop the music. Here's another one. Remember when people used to say, hey, guys, wait up.
Yes. Yeah. Wait up
as
for
as opposed
me.
To just wait.
Yeah.
Wait up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead. Start the music. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
First Community Credit Union is a great place for...
Stop the music. Here's another one. They used to say, hey, hold up. A robbery.
Yeah.
Hold up. It's not a hold up, just or hold on or wait. No, they said hold up. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Start the music.
First Community Credit Union is a great place for all of your banking needs. To find out more, go to
FirstCommunity.com.
And hello, everyone, and happy birthday to my brother, Mark.
Hey, Dan.
Happy birthday, Mark. How old is Mark today?
He's a senior citizen today.
You don't know how old he is, do you?
Yeah, he's 65.
Oh, okay. All right.
He's an old fart.
When are you a senior? When are you a senior citizen? Is it 65 or is it now, like... Because AARP and all that stuff wants to act like it's
50.
Or 55. I'm with you. I think 65.
My dad used to say you could hit from the senior tees on the golf course when you were 60.
See, once again, more controversy. Right. Which is it? We don't even know.
And you get discounts at certain places at 55 or 60 years old.
So we don't have a definitive, isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
We don't have a definitive age. We know 21, no longer a minor. Mm-hmm. But senior citizen, we don't know. Mm-hmm. I think maybe you go by Medicare. Isn't that 65? I think maybe we go by that.
And the standard age for that is 65.
Okay.
Nailed it.
That's why I said, Medicare.
And that's why I said you nailed it.
Yeah. Okay, stop the music for a second. Tim and I are going to have a talk. You are confrontational. I'm going to tell you why I say that. Earlier when I said, I give up my sense of smell because without it you lose your sense of taste. And you immediately go, that's not true. You still can taste. You can taste, but you lose most of your... Do I have to get specific with exact wording for you? Because I just went to three websites during the break. Medical websites. Healthline.com, healthsomethingelse.com. Without salt, except for extreme salt, sour, sweet, you absolutely, it says, if you have no sense of smell, will not taste things again the way you used to. Complete loss of taste? No, not complete, but you won't taste things except for extremely salty, sour, or sweet. So that's all I meant. I didn't mean you will never have any taste. So I just like to point that out, and that's all. That's all I wanted to do.
All right.
Start the music again.
Good dog.
And now here is that guy that I was just talking to.
Was he talking to me?
No, I was talking to somebody else. I'm starting to realize now why they might have let him go at Denny's and those other places, and why somebody slammed the door on him when he was trying to sell him a Cutco knife door to door. Why the people at Busch Stadium said, "I'll have a beer, but not from that guy." Or maybe why the roller rink said, "Turn in your skates, pal." But it all worked out. It all worked out because look where he is now. Look at the success working at 590 The Fan, where he's the head of research for the large morning show in the afternoon, in charge of setting, resetting, checking, resetting the digital clock. Well, what time is it? Oh, five, running a little late. 5:22:30, 5:22:31, 32, 33. And it's right because that's what the U.S. Naval Observatory clock says. He's our newsman, our news director. He's the author of the book Bad Mood, Good Mood, and he is one other thing. That's right. He is a private investigator, and that profession plays a part in a story that I have in the Playhouse. Tim Woodburn, say hello to your sponsor.
Thank you, Frank. And as your director of research, when you were talking about Olympics Executive Vice President Dick Pound.
Yes, Mr. Pound.
Earlier
Dick Pound.
In the show, Dick Pound, and how he's going viral on Twitter. I actually looked, and there is one state in this country that has a town called Pound.
Oh, no, it's Pound
What's
Town.
What's
Pound Town.
Is that the name of the town, Pound
yeah.
Town?
Yeah. No, the name of the town is Pound, but it is a town in Wisconsin. And we were talking about phrases earlier in the show. Look up the Urban Dictionary for the phrase.
Oh, yeah.
Because we were talking about where phrases originate. Limey knows this one. Look up the phrase Pound Town.
Yeah. Yep. We're going to Pound Town.
Is that like Poontang or
yeah.
something?
That's pretty much that's basically how I ended up being a dad.
It's like when you're bragging to your buddies the next day, I took her to Pound Town.
I've never heard that. And Limey, thanks for putting it in perspective. You got the girl pregnant because you took a trip to Pound Town.
Yeah, we did.
That's a good one. I like it. Okay, now say hi to your sponsor.
Will do. I'd like to say hello and thank you to Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, located off Interstate 270 at the Washington Elizabeth exit. They would love to put you in a new Chevrolet or any pre-owned car on that lot or at the brand-new Johnny Londoff Autoplex in St. Peter's on Veterans Memorial Parkway. In either place, they can get you financed, because when your bank says no, their banks say yes. Give them a call, 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800, or shop online 24/7 at Londoff.com. And whether you call them or email them, please make sure you let them know you're aiming the PM when you find new roads at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet.
All right, Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. And Rat Boy, you don't want to lose your sense of smell, because if you do, you will never again be able to appreciate the taste of, you know what?
Cheese.
That's right. You couldn't tell Munster from Fontina, from Gouda. You couldn't tell the difference. It all just tastes the same. Blah. Like no taste if you couldn't smell. But you don't want to lose your sense of hearing, because if you do, you could never again enjoy the polka music stylings of Bruce Lindquist and the All Boy. We're brought to you by Brenton Vision. Now, there's the one, that's the one of the five senses that we were kicking around earlier. If you had to give up one, which one would you give up? And I'm going to say, my money is on 90% of people would say taste. Because think about it. You don't lose your hearing. You don't want to lose your sense of touch. You might, like I said, lean against a hot stovetop, and next thing you know, you just completely burned off your elbow. You don't want to lose your vision, your hearing, your sense of touch. And you don't want to lose your sense of smell, and I'll tell you why. What about a gas leak that you couldn't detect? Or smoke, the smell of burning your house on fire. And we actually had that happen one time in our house when lightning struck, and if it hadn't been, something was burning. So I still say it's taste, that of the five you can get along without it. But let's just talk about vision. I didn't put a calculator to it. My guess is 80% of my life, because I started at 11, but I needed glasses from the age of about 6. So at least 80% of my life, I wore all day, every day, glasses or contact lenses. 6 years ago, I no longer had to do that. And that's because of Dr. Jason Brenton, as in Brenton Vision, B-R-I-N-T-O-N. Dr. Brenton is an ophthalmologist. Let's review, shall we, the difference between an ophthalmologist, an optometrist, and an optician. And here to tell you how much he remembers is Limey Phillips. Limey, explain to them what an optician is.
An optician is somebody that looks at your eyes, and I think the optician is the person who checks you for glasses. Oh, I failed.
Optician grinds lenses. If you go to Lens Crafters, you look in the back, those people putting the lens, making them, grinding them, those are opticians. They are they're the mechanics of the industry. The optometrist checks in and goes, well, this person needs a prescription of boom, 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 because the vision is 20/150, and then they grind the lenses according to that prescription. An optometrist... Hiccups? Hiccups, anyone?
My apologies.
Well, that's okay. I had the hiccups one time for 38 hours. I told that story.
That's right. I remember that story.
Every 5 to 10 seconds for 38 straight hours. It was horrible. So let's hope you don't have that, and I don't think you will. So the optometrist is not an MD, but an optometrist checks your vision. This better? Is this better? Which line can you read? Okay, this versus this, A or B, 1 or 2, and then when it's all done, they go, okay, here's the prescription you need. They rip it off and say, go get your glasses, or they do them right there. An ophthalmologist, which is what Dr. Jason Brenton is a medical doctor, an MD, who went on to specialize in the eyes. He's also a brilliant surgeon, as I think most ophthalmologists are. Now,
I forgot to mention this, he has a Russian eye chart in his in the office there. It's in
like
the,
if you're in a hurry, so you're just rushing through.
Yes,
it?
Yes. It's in the.
You're in a hurry? Let's get you the Russian eye chart.
It's in the hallway. and it looks...
It's not a joke. He's not kidding.
No, because he speaks fluent Russian.
What?
Yeah, he does. He studied over in Russia for a while, too. I found that out.
Is there no end to this guy's genius?
No.
Crazy. Harvard educated and taught at Harvard, and the guy's only like 40 years old. I mean, when you met him, didn't you think, hey, Doogie Howser?
Yeah.
Seriously, didn't you think this guy can't possibly be 40? He looks like he's 28 or something. I didn't know the Russian thing.
Yeah.
Thank you. I didn't know about that. He's a brilliant surgeon, a terrifically talented ophthalmologist, and he performs 7 different vision correction procedures. Here's my message to you, folks. If you love wearing glasses or contacts, you can step aside. You stand over there, okay? And I don't think that's a very big group that's going to be stepping over to the imaginary there, because I think most people, if they had the opportunity to say goodbye to glasses or contacts, would go, bring it on. I'm more than willing to look into this. Well, then look into it. Now, if your reaction is, nah, I can't have LASIK. I already had a doctor tell me I'm not a candidate. Really? Well, what doctor was that? And what is that doctor's level of training, and what kind of equipment do they have? Because it is a fact, there are lots of people who have had LASIK performed by Brenton Vision who were told other places that they weren't candidates. And if you think for a second that, well, then this guy performs surgery on people who obviously weren't really good candidates, isn't that risky? No. No, it's not risky at all, because he's not going to take any risks with your vision. The difference is that other doctor did not have the training Dr. Brenton has. That other doctor may not have had the equipment, because it is very possible that just because somebody else said, well, can't help you, Brenton Vision can. I've already had emails from people who had been told, sorry, can't correct your vision, and by the time they email me, they're seeing... The greatest line yet was the one from the other day when the listener said, I see like I saw when I was a kid. When you're a kid and you're 10 or you're 8 or 12, you don't even know to appreciate your crystal clear perfect vision, because you have nothing to compare it to. You just get up in the morning and go to school and go play, never once realizing or thinking about, wow, am I lucky to have 20/20 vision. Yeah, you are. But with most people, it doesn't last long. By the time you get into your 20s or maybe 30 or before, with me, I was like second grade. Not so great anymore. And it needs to be fixed. It needs to be enhanced. It needs to be brought back to what it should be. And there are 3 ways to do that. Glasses, contacts, or surgery done by a proficient, highly trained person who is not going to take chances with your eyes. So here's where you start. 90 minutes and $120. $120 buys you a 90-minute ocular analysis, and I'm going to guess it's an eye exam that you have never, ever had before. Dan, you've been in there. Have you ever been anywhere and seen anybody perform the eye exam and analysis they do at Brenton Vision?
No, no.
No. Neither has anybody that I've heard from who's emailed me. Whatever the word would be for that's beyond state of the art, that's the word. I don't know what it is, but that's the word. They have the finest of the finest equipment and the finest people, and if there's anybody who can get you out of glasses or contacts, it's the people at Brenton Vision. Brinton. 314-375-2020. They're in Creve Coeur. BrentonVision.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winston.
Today I'm in Edwardsville, Illinois. Because I got a big speaking engagement tonight. That's where he is. He's brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the country. You can find out more at WindowWorldSt.Louis.com. From Edwardsville, Illinois, right across the river, Bill Cleveland. Now, I detected just a tiny bit less enthusiasm because I think they're disappointed he's not here in the studio. Bill, how are you?
What's up, you jackhole?
Real nice. Real nice way. Nice way to start the segment.
I'm sorry. I've been thinking about that since I first heard it.
So you have another gig tonight.
Yes, I was invited to speak here in Edwardsville, Illinois, at the Edwardsville Public Library, which we've talked about this before, and I know there are people, I don't think you guys anymore, but I know there are people who go, a library, how freaking boring is a library? And the library, if you've not been to your local library lately, at least I can only speak for St. Louis County, but other libraries I've been to around the country, they are completely different now. It's not like the old school library where you go in and everybody has to be real quiet and you can, and there's still some of that, but they do a ton of great programs and talks and just, I don't know, you can,
they
go
have music and, too in some of them,
music, yeah. Oh my gosh, I went to one an event in the St. Louis, or was I the one by Grant's Farm, not Grant's Farm, the Grant's Trail, not crap, what is it called, library by Grant's Farm there, Grant's View, excuse me. And
you know what's starting to happen to you? You know what's starting to happen? You're in such older demand. It's like, no, yeah, it's like these rock stars. They go, hello, Detroit, and they're in Cincinnati. You're going to lose track of where you are because you're being tugged and pulled all directions. Speak here, speak there, speak here. And you get confused. I get it.
Yeah. No, I was just going to say, so that Dan mentioned music. I went to this performance over at the Grants View Library in South St. Louis County, and they had this amazing jazz performer who was there, a blues performer, excuse me. Man, maybe I am losing my mind. So there's all kinds of things in the library. So if you see something that's promoted, I'm not talking about myself, but just other programs, don't...
Which player was it who was performing? Which player?
Vince Martin, and I believe he listens to this show, if I'm not mistaken.
Is he a blues player? I didn't know he was played for the blues. What's his name? Vince Martin.
Not a St. Louis blues.
Music blues.
Oh, he said blues player.
Yeah, music.
See what I did there?
Uh-huh. I see what you did there, buddy.
Thank you, kids.
I'm in Edwardsville, Illinois, and I'll be completely honest. I don't really have a lot to share about Edwardsville because I don't know a lot about Edwardsville. I just rolled in about 30 minutes ago. I will tell you, well, two things. First of all, I think it's whatever their main drag is. It's not the main drag, but like their historic part of town. I drove through there on the way to where I am right now, and some of the homes are absolutely gorgeous. Almost sort of not quite as big as you'd find maybe on Lindell downtown by Forest Park, but beautiful old homes over here.
I don't think of that when you think of Edwardsville.
Not at all. And that's not to say the entire area is like that, but there are just these really gorgeous homes, and it just seems like a really, really nice community. And what I will just tell people, and I am so guilty of this as well, and I'm speaking to people in St. Louis County, I think we think of Illinois as another country, and when people go, oh, there's something going on, I don't want to go over to Illinois or all the way over to... It took me 35, maybe 40 minutes to get to where I am from, Kirkwood, Crestwood area.
I don't think that at all, and that actually years ago was a problem for St. Charles, because people thought of St. Charles, oh, St. Charles, my goodness, 10 minutes, jump across the bridge, and you're there from Maryland Heights or something? And I don't think of Illinois that way at all, because I lived in Illinois, and I know how quickly, boom, before you know it, you're in downtown St. Louis. But you're right, there are people who feel that way.
Yes, and to your point, St. Charles is sort of the same way, like you just said, and it in some places, depending on where you're going, you get there in 15 minutes. It's not that big of a deal at all, but we just have this mindset, for whatever reason, in St. Louis where you don't want to go somewhere north or south or east or west, depending on, you want to stick to your own zip code, and I think that's unfortunate, but that's just kind of the way St. Louis is.
Put it this way, if you're downtown, you can be in Illinois a lot quicker than you can be at my house. And I'm, in Chesterfield, Wildwood, whatever. You're closer. So.
Yeah. I will say, so I did go by the Wildy Theater today, and I didn't go inside. Dan mentioned there's someone that you guys know that works there. I didn't go inside, but I took some pictures from the outside. I will tell you, it's a beautiful theater. One day I would love to do a documentary on old school movie theaters, and I would.
Dan, that's where Al Kanel works.
Al Kanel. Al Kanel.
Is it Canal? I thought it was Kanel.
No, it's Al Kanel.
Because it's C and then A N A L.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's Kanel.
Oh, okay. I think
also it's the Panama Kanel.
Al Kanel.
Yeah, like the Panama Kanel. Good example. Yeah. Yeah. Or the old, 16 years on the Erie Kanel. You know that.
Yeah.
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 All right. So that's sort of my travel segment, sadly, today. But I did not want to come to the program completely empty-handed. So I have a trivia question. And I found this today while I was doing some research on something else. But I just want to see if you guys, without cheating, I'm not there to stare at you to see if you're cheating or not. But
let me make sure Scott Sherman's not here. Hang on a second.
Yeah, I don't think he's there.
No. Okay, he's not here. Go ahead.
Okay. So there are four men that are honored on the Hollywood Walk of Fame as both themselves and the fictitious character they portrayed. Can you name the four?
Wow.
Name any of them.
Is this connected to Edwardsville?
It is not. It's totally separate. Okay. I was working on this earlier today, and I just thought, man, I'm going to write this down and mention it on the air today.
All right, repeat the question.
Sure. Okay, so there's four men honored on the Hollywood Walk of Fame as both themselves and the fictitious character they portrayed.
Ooh. Well, this is tough. I might get one.
I'll try one with Harrison Ford and Indiana Jones.
Nope.
I'll say Godzilla.
Can I go Adam West and Batman?
You can, and as far as I know, that's not on there, but it's not on the list that I have in front of me here.
All right, what about Buddy Ebsen and Jed Clampett?
No.
Well, we're not going to get this.
No, I'm not going to say anything.
6 o'clock before we guess this.
I'll give you one. The easiest one is Walt Disney and Mickey Mouse.
Oh, okay. I see.
What?
He played Mickey Mouse?
No, he created.
Tim's got a point. You threw us because we're taking your question to mean they portrayed this person, but this was their real name.
Yeah, he Walt Disney never played Mickey Mouse.
He created.
Yeah, he did.
Mickey
he was
Mouse.
The voice of Mickey Mouse.
Walt he was?
Mickey Mouse.
Oh.
Sure. In the early
in the very beginning?
I call shenanigans.
Yeah. No, okay. I think in the very beginning he was. I think he may have
absolutely
something.
Absolutely was.
Hi, boys and girls.
Oh.
Go ahead.
All right, so here they are. One of them's impossible. You never would have guessed. Jim Henson, Kermit the Frog. They both have stars. I mentioned Disney and Mickey Mouse. Mel Blanc.
Bugs Bunny,
right? They both. Right. And this one you never would have gotten. I can't. Mike Myers and Shrek.
Huh. Oh my goodness!
We would never have gotten any of these.
Yeah.
Did you know that Shrek was initially voiced by Chris Farley, and right before the movie came out, he died, and Mike Myers came in and revoiced the whole movie.
Yep.
Wow, I did not know that.
Yeah.
That's a good reason to replace somebody because they die.
Well, they wanted to make additional. They knew they were going to make more than one Shrek, and so you can't make it with a dead man. So you got to get somebody in there who's probably going to live to make sequels.
They could have made Shrek a mute.
Well, yeah,
and that let still let to Chris Farley.
Do. Yeah. All right. So there's a little impossible trivia for you. We'll do some more trivia, real trivia, tomorrow when I'm back in the studio. And from Edwardsville, Illinois, I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
See, can you hear the sadness that he's not in the studio?
Mm-hmm.
You barely hear it a little bit. Bill Cleveland, courtesy of Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the country. More at windowworldst.louis.com. Folks, one of the two hottest, and I mean smoking hot, tennis players, female tennis players ever to play, has announced her retirement, Maria Sharapova. Boing, 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 boing. Now, quickly, who can quickly tell me the other female?
Oh, I can tell
Anna Kournikova.
Yeah, yeah. I've got a story. I got a story about her.
About you and her?
No, not
Did
about
you,
me.
Oh, okay. No, well, what's your story about Anna Kournikova?
She used to date Sergei Fedorov, who played with the Detroit Red Wings, and she was under 17, and Fedorov was like 20. and
pervert.
He had to rent a yacht and take her out into international waters
to do it.
To have mm-hmm. Sexy time.
Relations.
Oh. To have the sexy time. And then return the yacht back. He had to do that for like a year and a half with her before she finally became of legal age.
Wow.
There was a guy named Fedorov who went in the ocean because he was better off.
Mm.
Yeah, that Kournikova never reached the heights in terms of just success that Sharapova did. Maria Sharapova played for 28 years, 5 Grand Slam titles, and she's 32. Wow, I mean, she came on the scene in 04, she wins Wimbledon right away, and really quickly became the number one player in the world. And Kournikova really made her money just because she was so smoking hot looking. She got endorsements, but she wasn't the tennis player.
She's 38 years old, and if you Wikipedia her, she's 38 years old. She is still a rock solid.
No, hold on, who's 38? Kournikova's 38.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
She's still unbelievably tennis.
Oh, no, she's gorgeous. She absolutely. She is. So there you have it. Sad news. I don't know. Sad just because it was fun looking at her. Yes, that's sexist, and I don't care. I'm a heterosexual male. And then just one more time, because it's just fun to say. There's talk that there's the possibility the Tokyo Olympics could be canceled if this coronavirus gets out of control. That, according to senior member of the International Olympic Committee, Dick Pound. That's right, just like it sounds, Dick Pound. Just kind of fun to say, ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Remember what happened yesterday? We gave Mike Evans all that time, and he runs out of gas like 3 minutes early. And then if we don't, I had more. I had so much more. Let's see. We're going to give him a lot of time again today. So this young woman marries her boyfriend, and they're from pretty strict upbringing, so they don't do it before wedding night. They've never seen each other undressed, and now it's wedding night, and they get undressed, and as he takes his shoes off, his new bride notices that his foot comes off in the shoe. He has an artificial foot, and she screams and runs into the bathroom and closes the door, and she calls her mother, and she's just... She can hardly breathe. She's so upset. And her mom says, "Honey, what's wrong? It's your wedding night. You shouldn't be calling me." She says, "Oh, Mom," she says, I can't believe this." She says, "We're getting ready to go to bed, and I never knew it till now, but my new husband only has one foot." And her mom says, "Honey, count your blessings. Your dad only has 6 inches."
Check on traffic. Here's Tori Lyons.
This report is sponsored by Unbound.org. Right now, there are young people across the world facing a tough choice. Continue their dream of education or drop out to help their family put food on the table. You can help change their future in a single moment. See how far your support can go at Unbound.org. Still seeing some heavy volume on southbound T-70 between Olive and 44. We had multiple earlier accidents. Now, southbound 141 definitely picked up the overflow. You're lined up between Carmen and 44. Now we have an accident reported southbound 141 at Helfrich. An accident westbound 70 at Adelaide in the city. And then you're jammed westbound 70 between the Rock Road and the Blanchette Bridge. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
Want to win tickets to see your champion St. Louis Blues defend their title? Join the party during Ticket Tuesday at the 10 St. Louis Area Hotshots Sports Bar and Grill locations this season and take your shot at a chance to win. Score the hottest tickets during every Tuesday Blues game this year at Hotshots during Ticket Tuesday while you enjoy great specials and the best blues environment in town. Find a Hotshots location near you at HotshotsNet.com. Hotshots is a proud partner of the St. Louis Blues and home of Blues fans since 1990.
Every great success story starts with one brave decision. And if you're one of the millions of Americans with college credit but no degree, one brave decision is all that stands between you and the future you want. At Maryville University, we know returning to college takes courage, but your decision isn't really about going back to school. It's about moving forward, and we'll be with you every step of the way. Let's be brave together. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
Tim McKernan here for Design Air Heating and Cooling. During winter months, furnace heat can cause your home to be drier than the Sahara Desert. Low humidity can cause painful dry skin, itchy eyes, and sore throats. And dry air can warp and crack the woodwork and hardwood floors in your home and give you those annoying static shocks. I had Design Air install a humidifier in my home this winter and already noticed an improvement. Contact Design Air, the official HVAC provider of the Ryan Kelly Morning After, to find out more about adding a humidifier to your home.
For the best fantasy draft experience there is, post up with your league at the world's first fantasy sports bar. Purchase your fantasy season tickets now to lock in your three-hour draft room reservation, digital draft board, wing and bucket special for $22.50, and two-hour in-season pizza and pitcher party for the league. Select extras include an MVP draft package, and you can even add a draft hostess. You just pick the date and the post sports bar location. For more information, go to thepostsportsbar.com/fantasy. Stay posted, my friend.
A couple days ago, by his own admission, he'd had, I don't know, maybe four or five sips more than he normally has. And he usually makes for a pretty entertaining segment. I'm sure today will be no different. He's Mike Evans. He's in Dallas, Texas, and he's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant. I hope you got a chance to hear in the first hour the incredible testimonial and feedback from a lady who went for the first time to Annie Gunn's. And I think your reaction will be the same. Next door is the Smokehouse Market. Please try to go next door before or after your lunch or dinner at Annie Gunn's. You need reservations for dinner at Annie Gunn's. She was there last night, Tuesday night, and so the place was packed. Of course it was. It's Annie Gunn's, for goodness sakes. I recommend reservations for lunch as well. Gift cards, always a good idea. They sell them every day, and they sell thousands a year. Who wouldn't want a gift card from Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse Market? East of most all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley, Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse. Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Evans. Oh, you got all of that one.
I used all the runway on that one, Tommy.
I got an idea for a slogan for the wine you drink. Good to the last drop. You like it?
Did you just make that up?
Just now. Just a second.
Wow.
Yeah. Thank you.
That is unbelievable. Good.
Thank you.
Good
like
drop
it.
To the... To good
no,
drop
good to the last drop. Good to
good
the last
to the
drop.
Last, okay, good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Pockwitz question, according to an international poll, named the name of the most famous singer in the world. Ed Sheeran, Ariana Grande, Billie Eilish, Taylor Swift.
Hang on a second. What does that mean, most famous singer? How do you determine most famous?
I don't know.
This
international poll just says the most famous singer.
Right now, it's probably people who have been like the most Googled and whatnot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Movie news, two of the most difficult actors, both with a history of legal and substance problems, Lindsay Lohan and Mickey Rourke, have signed to co-star in a foreign film called, quite appropriately enough, Cursed. Mickey Rourke plays a psychiatrist who runs an insane asylum. Lindsay plays a violent cop who both search for a runaway patient who plans to butcher five hostages before time runs out. Sounds bad because it is bad. But if you think that's bad, guarantee it's better than what may be the biggest film disaster of all time. This one also very appropriately named The Bombing. It was made in China, but produced and starring Bruce Willis, art director and appearance by Mel Gibson, cost $106 million.
Whew.
The movie is so bad, while pitched to 40 countries for release, including the United States, only Bolivia, Mexico, and Slovenia bought it. It was released in those three markets last year. To date, it has brought in, it has made $503,646. Translation, it has lost $105,496,354.
What was that last country again you mentioned?
Slovenia.
Bolivia. What was it?
Slovenia.
Okay. Okay.
You know what you call it?
I guess. I'm not much on geography.
There's Slovenia and Slovakia. Those are the only two countries.
So, well, sometimes you drink, and I thought you said Sylvania, like the old, you know, TV maker. But you didn't.
Slovenia.
So, you're good. That's good. Carry
odds
on.
And ends. Haven't talked about the old Kardashians much lately, huh?
Good.
Not talking about Kardashians, I say. But truth be told, Courtney is very upset that her old boyfriend, Scott Disick, is about to marry Sophia Richie.
Oh, say it isn't so.
No, no. Is that Lionel Richie's other daughter?
Yes, and she is, I think, the hottest thing out there. All right. I mean, she's unbelievably beautiful. When he dumped her for Sophia, Courtney said it was no big deal, but is it true? She's become a very furious scorn woman.
Well, what her mom must be gorgeous, because Lionel Richie is not exactly, you know, the greatest looking guy.
Oh, he looks like an aunt.
Wait, is this his actual daughter, or is is she adopted?
It's adopted.
Okay.
Oh, that would explain it then, yeah.
On the 1,000 block of San Pedro Street in Los Angeles, also known as Los Crapulas, sewer by the sea, is the beginning of a 10-square-block area called Skid Row, L.A., the most drug-infested, dangerous 10 blocks in the United States. However,
and always our life.
Just posted right on the 1,000 San Pedro block a big, shiny sign screaming, L.A. Fashion District. The L.A. Fashion District is also right there in that area. That's where you enter it, L.A. Fashion District. Mm. Now, opening up in L.A. on May 1st, Tyra Banks is opening up Model Land.
Oh,
now, you've heard of Disneyland and Legoland. This is Model Land. Oh. Opens May 1st, teaching you how to be photographed, how to look in a mirror properly.
What?
Yes, and learn your beauty, career, life, and love goals, where your dreams come true, and they say your fantasy is fun.
Oh, my goodness.
Model Land.
One minute.
Model Land, only in Los Angeles, opens up May 1st.
You know how many people are going to be ripped off? They're going to take their money, knowing that person, there's no way they're going to be a model. They're going to convince them, if you learn to do this and this and this. That's I predict not great success for that.
45 seconds.
And finally. Most famous singer in the world, Billie Eilish, Ed Sheeran, Ariana Grande, Taylor Swift.
I'll say Ed Sheeran.
I'll go Taylor Swift.
I have to say Taylor Swift also.
I'll be just different. Ariola Grande.
Nice.
Number four,
quickly.
Taylor Swift.
Oh.
Number three, Ed Sheeran. Ariana Grande. Number one, Billie Eilish.
Unbelievable.
I think she won, what, five Grammys?
She did. Yes,
two
she
seconds.
Did.
2 seconds.
2 seconds.
Wow, that's a shocker. I didn't see that coming. Well, thank you for being with us. Thank a police officer or a firefighter every chance you get. And we're glad you're with us. We'll be here tomorrow. Hope you will, too. Till then, have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead in your mind, miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My my only friend, Ian.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, goodbye. Tune in Friday at 6:30 as the Memphis Grizzlies host the Sacramento Kings.
KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser. This is KFNS Profiles.
In this edition of the KFNS Profiles, we focus in on the 2007 Fighting Illini football team. The 2007 edition of the Fighting Illini would finish with a 9-4 record, a trip to the Rose Bowl, and AP Coach of the Year honors for head coach Ron Zook. One of the biggest victories in Fighting Illini football history occurred in 2007. It was November 10th, a trip to Columbus, Ohio.
He's going to throw, looks, guns it down the middle of the field, wide open, Wilkins, who catches it in the end zone for a touchdown. And Juice Williams with his fourth touchdown pass of the day.
Jim Tressel to Ron Zook to shake hands. The clock has run out, and the Illini have defeated the Buckeyes, but the Illini have stunned the Buckeyes.
It was the Fighting Illini's first win over a number one ranked team since 1956. The Illini Buck Trophy would head home to Champaign. The 2007 Fighting Illini football team on this edition of the KFNS Profiles.